Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Thursday afternoon. I'll tell you what, this has been one heck of a week. Having the opportunity yesterday and today to chat with a couple of my favorite people, folks whose opinion I respect and whose company I enjoy. Yesterday with Vice President Mike Pence giving us a shout, and today the legendary Bill O'Reilly. Bill, thanks for being here.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm thrilled to have you here because I know you were very busy last night. Your fingers are probably still bleeding and sore from tweeting about the Democrat debacle in Nevada, eh?
Well, I don't know if it's a debacle. It'll be interesting to see how Democratic voters process all this. I think that there was a headline, and they also did a big audience. More than 20 million people watched it, but that's less than 3% of the U.S. population. So you got to kind of put things into perspective. Most Americans don't follow this at all.
Yeah.
But the alert ones do, and it's going to be interesting to see if Bloomberg starts to recede because he had such a poor performance last night.
All right, so Bill, let's look at Bloomberg for a second, because he came in, now he's got $100 million he spent, and he showed up there, and maybe it's me, he just looked like a guy who really, honest to goodness, had not prepared and didn't realize that everybody else on that stage was out for blood.
You know, it's a very good assessment, Judge. And tonight on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, I can't read Bloomberg's mind. I know him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why he looked so befuddled out there. I mean, I thought I was watching Joe Biden. He had no answers. And he has guys that he's paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to advise him, to come up with answers, to come up with plans. And he had, let's give some examples to your audience. So look. He knows that Warren is desperate. All right, Elizabeth Warren is desperate. So what is Warren going to try to do? She's going to try to paint him a racist for stop and frisk.
Yep.
And she's going to try to paint him anti-woman.
Yep.
That's what Warren does.
Yeah.
She's a due process denier. And she's got so much deficit. Why didn't Bloomberg say, hey, are you lecturing me when you use your whole career to masquerade as a Native American to get good jobs, and you're lecturing me?
Right.
Why wouldn't he say that? I mean, my God, this is the biggest charlatan on the stage.
That's right.
So even if you want to go beyond that, the stop and frisk situation in New York City saved lives.
That's
now,
right.
Bloomberg got that out, but he, I'm sorry, and I asked for forgiveness. You look weak.
Yeah.
In the United States of Trump, I write, Donald Trump has never apologized for anything in his life.
Yeah.
And I asked his son, why? And he goes, because it makes him look weak, and he believes that that's not going to lead to anything good. Now, I don't recommend that, but you'll never get an apology from Trump.
Right.
But there's Bloomberg, whose stop-and-frisk policy saved thousands of minority lives, going, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know, you just say to him, look, I tried to protect people in neighborhoods, people who were being murdered and maimed, and maybe it didn't work out, but I tried. My goal was noble.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all you say.
Yeah. Well,
all right, because how can they come back?
Right.
How can they come back? 90% of violent crime victims in Richmond and every other urban center in the United States are black.
Right.
90% of the victims are black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So who's getting hurt?
Right.
So that's number one. The anti-woman stuff is insane.
Yeah.
Every corporation has beefs with employees. Every corporation that exists, and you can either litigate it or you can settle it.
Right.
That's what you have.
Yeah.
So he, Bloomberg Incorporated, settles stuff.
Yeah.
And then together, well, non-disclosure. Hey, no one forces anybody to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you not enforce a non-disclosure when you paid these people money?
Right.
Give the money back, and you can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So all you do, if you're Bloomberg, is tell the truth. And then what are the others going to say?
Yeah.
They babble around with this nonsense, but you look strong, you look in command, and the others look foolish. But he had no answer, as you pointed out.
All right, Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Now, I urge people, as I do every day, to listen to Bill's commentary here. We play it three times a day, BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, look, you've been around the block more than once. As you said, you have some familiarity with Bloomberg. Is it possible that with $66 billion in the bank, it's just been years since he's had anybody say to him, look, Mr. Bloomberg, you shouldn't do this, you can't do that. Is everybody there just a yes man? And then he goes up on stage? Because, again, I just think he looked downright unprepared and flippin' foolish.
Well, he's in the same circumstance as Trump.
Yeah.
So you can't tell Trump anything because he's a rich guy and he does what he wants. He's always done what he wants. And Bloomberg's the same way.
Yeah.
But when you're starting to compete and you know there's an attack coming, you defend yourself,
mm-hmm.
that you build a fort.
Yeah.
Or you get more soldiers,
right?
You know? And he came out there totally defenseless.
Yeah.
So only one of two things could happen. He froze, which is very possible.
Yeah.
You know, he was overwhelmed by it, froze, didn't execute what they told him to do. Or he's got the most incompetent political advisors since Hillary Clinton.
Well, speaking of Hillary Clinton, that rumor that was floated that it would be Bloomberg Clinton, could you find a more noxious combination?
Well, it's the white privilege ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's how you vote on it. But I saw that story, and I knew it wasn't true from the jump.
Yeah.
Because easy tip off, whenever you see anonymous sources close to sources who may know them, you go, okay.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's not to say Hillary Clinton wouldn't take the second ticket
mm-hmm.
or Bloomberg wouldn't give it to her.
Right.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
But at this juncture, a white privilege ticket is not going to win the race because no one supporting Bernie Sanders would vote for such a ticket. No one. So that you lose 25% to 30% of the Democratic Party. So that's, again, this is just basic politics 101.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, when I always tell my viewers and your listeners and whoever I'm talking with on my syndicated radio program, when you see the word anonymous, it's not true.
Right.
Don't believe it. It's agenda driven. Once in a while, maybe it'll work out, but 90% of the time, it won't.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Bill, when you look at this, and we look at the Democrats now, this is the party of aggrieved groups. They have to check them off, right? I mean, I'm a part of you. This is what I'm upset about. This is why who has to be punished, and blah 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 blah. Are they going to steal this again from Bernie Sanders? Because it sure seems like, I mean, they have assembled the circular firing squad. I'm just popping the popcorn. I'm watching this nonsense, you know, and let him have at it.
Well, again, this is on BillO'Reilly.com tonight, but here's the popcorn.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is a total charlatan.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders is telling Americans that he's going to do all this stuff when he knows no one could do it.
Right.
All right, so in addition to paying every health bill that every one of us, 330 million plus illegal aliens, in addition to paying every bill that we have on our health front, he's going to pay for your eyeglasses, your hearing aid, your senior citizen housing, pre-K. He's going to pay for community college. He's going to give everybody a job at a $50 an hour wage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough money on earth.
Right.
Not in the United States, on earth. Now, everybody knows this. They know he's weaving a tale of deceit.
Yeah.
But you don't see any of the candidates on the stage, Jeff, really go after Bernie Sanders, do you?
That's right.
Why?
I am thinking that they have to have that 30% to build off of, correct?
No.
No, all right. Correct me then, Professor.
The Bernie bros.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So the Democrats know if they take Bernie Sanders head on, they're going to be smeared, defamed. Their family's going to be harassed.
Yes, yes.
By the Twitter monsters that follow this guy around and have intimidated not only the Democratic candidates, but the press as well.
Yeah.
Therefore, Bernie Sanders, and Bloomberg did point this out in his best moment last night, said, hey, you know, you're a socialist. You got $3 million and three homes. How does that work?
Right.
All right? And Sanders had no, oh, well, I got one in Washington. I got a camp. I got, you know. And Bloomberg should have followed up going, you know what? You've never had a job.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes.
And you made your money by getting your wife jobs off your political jobs.
Exactly.
That's how you did it.
Yeah.
At least I earned mine in the public sector, in the private sector.
Yeah.
Now,
he
could have done that, but he didn't. But Bernie Sanders has now intimidated, through his legions of followers, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on.
Wow. It's amazing stuff. Let me ask you before we forget. Buttigieg has sort of floated along, right?
Yeah.
He's not bothering too many people, and everybody wrote him off. He's a small town mayor, and he's all of this. But he's still there, and his background is such that this is not a moderate, as we know. This is a longtime hardcore Marxist. Now, does that ever come out, or are we just going to blissfully ignore that as well?
Well, I don't think Buttigieg is going to do well in Nevada on Saturday nor in South Carolina the following Saturday.
Yeah.
I think Buttigieg is basically a curiosity. He's glib, articulate, never says a word. But you're right, he's a radical leftist, open borders, full amnesty for everybody here, no effective means of combating terrorism overseas.
Right.
What his economic program is, he doesn't even know what it is.
Right.
All right, he didn't run South Bend, Indiana particularly well, even though he was reelected with 80% of the vote. So you know the guy has got a good line of rap.
Right.
But I don't expect to see him around much more once he gets clocked in Nevada and in South Carolina. But, you know, he'll be around down the road.
Yeah.
But he is a committed leftist. Yes.
Yeah. And what about, we're talking about people who may not be around. What about Joe Biden? Should somebody check his well-being?
Yeah, I mean, I think he needs to go to Club Med. I think he needs a long vacation, all-inclusive.
Right.
A few activities and a nice warm place. Because he has absolutely no message. In fact, my advice to Joe Biden is this. Don't even try to answer the questions when you're asked on the debate stage any longer, because there is another debate on Tuesday. Just hold up a sign, and the sign says, I'll do what Barack Obama did. That's it. Don't ask anything. Just hold the sign up, take it down, and then you don't have to, you know, struggle with the sentencing and here's the deal. If fact is fact, folks, you know, just hold a sign up, all right? Because that's your message. You don't have anything else.
There you go. Hey, Bill, before I let you go, as you know, I'm a fan of your writing as well as the commentary and everything else. Who are you killing next?
May 12th, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I just purchased a document by Patrick Henry, early governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, ordering the militia to defend the settlers in the western part of Virginia against the Indians. It is an amazing book if you care about how this country was developed.
Yes.
Obviously, no spin.
Right.
We don't take sides. And we tell you exactly what happened from Andrew Jackson all the way to Chief Joseph. So that Killing Crazy Horse comes out May 12th. And I appreciate you asking about it, Jeff.
Well, listen, I want to get you back. We love having you here. I remind everybody, you listen to Bill O'Reilly's commentaries and thoughts throughout the day. We've got them three times a day. We're sharing them, Bill. 7 o'clock Eastern, No Spin News at BillO'Reilly.com. The books, the columns, everything. It's just, it's someplace you got to stop is BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, it's always our pleasure to have you here, and we really do appreciate you making time for us.
Anytime, Jeff. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. Again, I remind you, BillO'Reilly.com, sort of your one-stop shop. And I'm anxious to see what Killing Crazy Horse is going to be all about. It is 3:48. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.